All right, how you doing? My name is Charlie, but you can call me Charlie. And despite what it says on the calendar in front of me, I don't think it's Friday the 5th. It's clearly not Friday. Good morning. You're listening to WMFO. My name is Charlie. I think I said that already. And this is my new slot. We're going from 6 till 8 o'clock this morning. And the show is provisionally called Teeth of the Hydra. And if you can tell me where that track, where that those words come from, then write in and send it on the back of a $20 bill and send it to me, Charlie Sadaka, care of Charlie Sadaka Acres in Jamaica Plain in Kent in Boston. That can't be right. You're listening to WMFO Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's good to have you along. It's very foggy outside. We're not so foggy here in Medford, but it's foggy generally. I drove a couple of miles from Jamaica Plain, another part of Boston, over there. I don't know if you can see that. Probably not. It doesn't work so well on radio. Anyway, yeah, I'm here for the next couple of hours. We heard there from Superchunk from the album No Pocket for Kitty on Matador, which is a great label. And from 1991, I really like Superchunk. They didn't get the attention they deserved. Anyway, I'm still trying to get some of the stuff working here. Yeah, but technicalities, you know, not my strength, you know.
Stable door.
Bruce Cockburn, or as you would pronounce it, probably Bruce Cockburn. That's up to you. I'm not getting involved in that. You're listening to Tufts, and the reason I'm here and the reason there's been some changes, well, we've had a change in the scheduling, and you'll be getting a lot of interesting music and a lot of changes to the schedule, and some things, some old favourites have remained where they've been forever and where they will forever remain. Coming up at 8 o'clock after me, there's Brutal Brunch. 9 o'clock, Mike Newman. 11 o'clock this morning, Sue Edelman. And at 1 o'clock, a Crash Course for the Ravers. I don't think Crash Course for the Ravers has moved its show for many, many years. And it's Brian's show. You should listen to that. You should listen to that. That's an order.
Was desperate for some action. Could not buy a grill with the pedal to the metal. 90 up the hill. Somewhere in the distance, lit up like a flare, stood a sweet hitchhiker with the wind in her hair. Liz was headed for Chicago, going to be a star, singing in the restaurants she knew could take her part. Jake had grown up as a working man, his soul was half alive. She seemed to sense that right away, told them how to drive. Let your headlights shine, right or wrong. Let your headlights shine, carry me, carry me, all night long. He woke up with
I don't think it ends. I have a feeling it's going to be really sudden and catch unassuming DJs out. I haven't heard that for years and years and years. The Del Fuegos from an album called Working in the Fields, and a track called Headlights. Okay, that was that. And this is this. So let's get this thing going if we possibly can. One moment, please, and I'll be with you.
Not enough and never ending.
Just living on a Sunday morning, got my tongue to tea and I'm warming. I just thought I'd think about.
There you go. Letters to Cleo is the name of the band. And a 7-inch single there from 1993. I know nothing about them, nothing at all. And that's one of the joys of doing a radio program. You can kind of delve into the massive libraries of various stations and find out what the hell's going on. Letters to Cleo on their own Cherry Disc Boston label. They look like they come from Alston or somewhere local. Anyway, before that, the Del Fuegos from Smoking in the Fields and a thing called Headlights. Right, and now this.
How's your pagoda?
Has anybody seen Kosher Pickle Harry?
No!
If you see him, tell him that Herbert is looking for him. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The premiere!
Farmer John.
Thank you. Thank you. The Premiers and Farmer John. And before that, Letters to Cleo. And the Premiers Farmer John thing was from, I don't know, way, way, way back. You don't even want to worry about it. It's from far too long ago. You're listening to WMFO. Let's see if we can get this working.
Yeah.
6:24 on WMFO with Al Green. Here I Am, Come and Take Me, from his own High Records label from 1973. And before that, The Premiers and Father John. Did I say that already? Almost certainly. Almost certainly. We'll move on, I think. We'll move on now.
yourself in lines instead of being led by the right wing redneck dictatorship that controls the majority of society at this time. I'm not talking about capitalism. I'm not talking about Maoism. I'm not talking about communism. I'm talking about meism. To say there will be no losses in this war would be a lie, since all revolution is change, and change must come from within. You must rise, 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 change, change. My own country.
Listen, summer's a great time to have a grill, to have a barbecue outside, right? And so many tasty kinds of food, vegetables on outdoor barbecue, but some of the worst fires ever in Somerville, Medford and this local area, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches or just outside people's front doors where they think everything's safe and nothing can happen. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lining it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never ever ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you see smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. That was a public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. We heard there from Last Stand, a 7-inch single on a local record label, Tang. And I've been trying to play you some lesser-known stuff today. Gumball before that, Light Shines Through, from the album of the same name on Fire Records from 1999. The Cash Registers and a 7-inch, First Day of My Life. And before that, of course, Classic Ruins and NyQuil Stinger. They're, because it's so scratchy on the original, we had it from the Ace of Hearts 12 Classic 45 CD. You're listening to WMFO, as I said, and if there's anything you'd like to get in touch with me about, the best way is not the telephone. The best way is charliesadaka@yahoo.com. Okay, moving on swiftly with Toots and the Maytals.
Tug of war, party, party. know, I'm from Jamaica. I want to do my Jamaican stuff. Everywhere I go, I feel and keep on doing like a boat party, party. In that party, party. Somebody come party, party. Somebody come and help me now. Oh, hey, hey. Listen.
Levon Helm, formerly of the band, and a track called The Mountain from his album Dirt Farmer from 2007 on Vanguard. Before that, Toots and the Maytals, on Island Trojan, and In the Dark was the name of the album, with a track called Having a Party. You're listening to WMFO and flicking through the record library again, as I do. I came across a band from North London who I hadn't heard of for a very, very long time. This is from an old CD, the band called Seafood. The band are called Seafood, honestly. Listen.
Thank you.
you go. I'm Still Waking Up, and music there from North London, from my old hometown, and Seafood from the album Surviving the Quiet on Fierce Panda. And I'm so sorry. Introduce yourself, young man. Introduce yourself. It's Archie, but his microphone's not on, so I'll get to that in a second. Anyway, Archie will be with you in about 5 minutes' time, so there's really no need for further introductions, but he'll be giving us Why Am I Awake at This Ungodly Hour for an hour, I believe, or maybe longer, something like that. Anyway, it's so you've only if you've suffered through all this, you've only got about another 5 or 6 minutes to go, and then he'll be on. Things will improve. I told you things would get better. Things could only get better. So while I was looking through some paperwork yesterday, I came across Kurt Cobain's 50 essential albums of all time. And there's some interesting stuff in there, including this lot. This is such a... I can't believe we had this in the library. This is such a rare single. It's even on the original coloured vinyl. There it is there. I don't know if you can see that. Yeah, I'm still getting the hang of this radio thing. It's different, but I can show you the cover at least. The band are called Flipper, and they never got anywhere. A classic band for a guy like Kurt Cobain to like, and but they made some two very, very interesting albums and a couple of interesting singles. I'm going to play one for you now, which could be called Flipper Twist. There's really no way of knowing, but we'll give it a go anyway and see what we can do. One moment, please. still my mother's favourite band of all time, Flipper, from a 7-inch single. And as I say, I've never seen that single. It's on fabulous clear vinyl. I'm surprised no one's stolen it. A real collector's item. Flipper from a 7-inch single from years and years ago. Don't even ask on Matador. That's just about it from me, Charlie Sadaka. I'll see you next week at 6 o'clock, was it? Something like that. You're listening to WMFO.